الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا وطبيب قلوبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين صدق الله العظيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم Respected علماء and my elders and dear brothers in Islam. Presently in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, we are all very well aware of the great significance of these days and the tremendous reward that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept for a person who worships Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sincerely and strives towards gaining the qurb and the closeness and the proximity of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, especially in these 10 days. Lots of details that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned, the ahadith. Allah has taken a qasam and an oath also on these 10 days and 10 nights of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that no ibadat and no worship and no acts of virtue are as beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days as in any other days. In other words, the acts that are done in these days are the most beloved to Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has attached the nisbat and the aspect of love and muhabbat to these actions. And therefore, there has to be some reason and there has to be some meaning behind why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has singled out these days of ibadat to other days of ibadat. Of course, ibadat and worship and good acts and virtues are matloob and desired by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all the time. A person is encouraged, a person is motivated and given virtues and significance all the time for a person to be engaged in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's consciousness, his worship, and making sair to Allah all the time. A person should be moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. But what is the reason for attaching this great significance to these 10 days? And when we look at the entire history of the month of Zulhijjah, and we look at the ayat of the Quran Kareem, and we look at the season and the time that we are in at the moment, then we come to one conclusion. And that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has attached the nisbat of these days and the ibadat of these days to the great sacrifices and the achievements of our forefather Khalilullah, Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand the magnitude of the lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That this is not just a history lesson. It is not something that we just turn the pages and we go through and year in and year out we listen and we become inspired, we get filled with emotion that how great these sacrifices and achievements were. And thereafter we close the book and we continue with our own template and format of life. But what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala really wants is that in these 10 days, devote yourself, focus yourself, attach yourself to these lessons and to the legacy of Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salam in such a way that you become completely absorbed in it to an extent that you are now able to begin to inspire yourself towards these achievements. To follow these same goals and values and ideals that Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salam had displayed. That must become the format of your life. That must become your vision and your pursuit in life. And why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has done this is because it is natural and general, we find the trend of human beings and the trend of humanity is such that a person wishes to follow his own feelings and ways. Even when we want to do good actions too. A man will try to determine by himself, what is good for me to do? Which ibadat is good for me to do? How can I reach Allah on my own? And what can I do that I can become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is saying no. قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is instructed in the Quran to say that إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي That verily my Rabb, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has guided me. And in this statement there is a very important message and lesson and teaching that the guidance of the Anbiya and the guidance of the Quran al-Kareem is not by the design of any human being also. But it is by the design and the guidance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And therefore there can be nothing to match it, there can be nothing that is parallel to it. And where has Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guided me? إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ That path that everyone is looking for. Every person is seeking goodness in life. Every person is trying to achieve a format and a template. Every person is looking for the ideal direction. Every person wants the most happiness. Every person wants the most contentment. Every person wants the most prosperity. This is a natural innate desire and search of a human being. Of the entire humanity, not only of the believers. So, إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ And what type of a path, what model is this? What way is this? Deenan qiyama. It is a very firm and strong built, a way with a very firm foundation. It has a divine foundation. And it is backed up with the models of the greatest of humanity. The practice of Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salam. The achievements of Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salam. And all the Anbiya that had come after him. Right up till our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So deenan qiyamam millata Ibrahim hanifa, and this is none other than the way and the template of Ibrahim ala nabina wa salam, the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Therefore when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran al-Kareem in many, many ways, in many glowing ways, Allah praises him for his achievements. إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا That your achievements and your sacrifices were such that we have made you as a template and a model and an example for humanity. We made you the Imam. That let everyone, let humanity follow this way. Anyone who's looking for direction, he's looking for purpose in life. Anyone wants to know what to do with his life, what to do with his wealth, what to do with his children, which direction to take, then inni ja'iluka linnasi imama, we have made you, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, the imam and the leader and the template and the format that every person should follow. One person on one occasion having a light-hearted discussion, Mawlana, I have driven every Mercedes in my life. I have been to every destination a person could want to go to for holiday. And my achievements, ask me, and it's there, I've done it. MashaAllah, very good. Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat, if you're enjoying it in the right way, make shukr for it and appreciate it. What are you doing now? I found a teacher. I'm trying to learn Arabic. And I'm trying to understand the Quran. Purpose in life, my dear friends. Objectivity. Direction. Person who's been the full circle. Everything me and you perhaps are still chasing. We want that better vehicle. We want that better holiday. We want that better home. We want that better life. After that material cause. A person who's been down that road. Driven everything a man would want to drive. Lived the life a man would want to live. Comes back and says, now I'm trying to understand the Quran. Happiness, pleasure, achievement. My dear friends, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept it in Quran. And therefore, this season that we are in, this time that we are in, is a time that we reflect and we utilize to relearn, to revive, to refresh the lesson of our forefathers, Ibrahim ala Nabina wa salam. To look back into the seerah. Why did they make the ultimate sacrifices? Why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give them this path and take this way? Because in it would be their salvation and the salvation for humanity. So Quran Kareem is something that a human being, or rather a Muslim, cannot forsake. There is no life, there is no enjoyment, there is no happiness if a person has forsaken the Quran Kareem. Be it the recitation, be it understanding it, be it looking and reflecting into it. Forsaken the Quran Kareem, we have forsaken happiness, we have forsaken achievement. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these days give us the tawfiq. Allah wants to bring us back to reality. Allah wants to bring us back to realization. That what is it that Ibrahim alayhi salam was chasing after? What did he chase after? I should be chasing after. Not that wealth, children, wife, hometown were not important to him. Human emotion, human attachment is human attachment. Amen. These are the basic needs of life. But there is a goal, and there's an objective, and there's a purpose that supersedes that. And that reality has to come into my heart and our hearts. When that comes into the heart, and that becomes the foundation of a person's pursuit in life, then we will find every other need of life, and every other joy of life will fall into place automatically. Ibrahim ala Nabina wa salam, my dear friends, made hijrat with his wife from Africa. Look at the nizam of Allah. Look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the continent of Africa to the land of Palestine. And Palestine, we know, lush, green, beautiful, scenic, ardul muqaddasa, barakna hawlahu, blessed land all around. Comes to Palestine, and the command from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this is why it is so important to understand what Ibrahim alayhi salam, we're using the word, was pursuing, chasing after. Because today our chase is another chase. We are in another chase. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying there is another chase that is on. So what was his pursuit? His pursuit was not the lushness and the greenery of where he lived. But his pursuit was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So leave Palestine and migrate with your wife. He already migrated from Africa to Palestine. Leave Palestine and migrate 2,000 miles on foot with your wife and with your infant child to where? Not a better land, not a more greener land, not somewhere where there is a prospect of business or profession or wealth, or anything else that a man would want, or a family would want, like we would want when we would go for greener pastures, but to a place that is a completely opposite, uninhabited, between four mountains, nothing. Go to that place. And one is we look at Ibrahim ala Nabi Islam's achievement, but for a moment, let us think about the wife and the child. Today we know, they talk about governance. When you ask a man something, just give me a day or two or something, let's check with the government. So we know that behind us, behind the man, there's a governance also. But here Ibrahim alayhi salam was making decisions according to the command of Allah. And the woman was compliant with the obedience of her husband. One is because of her own piety and her own iman and faith. But one is because the man who she was married to, Ibrahim alayhi salam, was innahu, inna Ibrahim la awwahum munib, la halimun awwahum munib. The man was halim, extremely patient and tolerant. He was one who would invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a man with Allah ta'ala's conviction in his heart. And he was a person who would make ruju and turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in every condition. And when a man has those qualities, then he gets the admiration and the obedience of his wife. Today we complain of the disobedience of the wife. But let us ask ourselves, what is the treatment and what is our conduct and what is the way we bring about our relationship that there is this disobedience that is coming through? So the wife had no complaints. She had no qualms. You're taking me from such a beautiful place. You're taking me to a place where there is no hope. But let's go. And they reach this place. We're showing the pattern, the mindset, the pursuit. From here, again, long detail, Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves his family. And this is the lesson of detachment. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is teaching us what we should be attached to and what we should detach. The lesson of attachment and detachment. Ibrahim alayhi salam loved his family most dearly. He was the best husband to his wife. What attachment and bond they may have shared. The child that he had was when he was over 90 years old. But if it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to detach, then we will detach. No matter how great that love is, no matter how much that heart is seeped in that love, but there is a greater love. There is a greater goal and a greater command that supersedes that. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam goes away back to Palestine. In Palestine, he now gets a command after 8 or 9 years that come back, and come back for what? Not to rejoin and reunite with your family, but come back to slaughter your son. Imagine, my dear friends, a man, the mind of a man. Qurbani after qurbani, sacrifice after sacrifice. Ibrahim alayhi salam does not spend another few days there and wait and think and ponder and reflect. But he leaves immediately for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he comes to his family, he takes Ismail alayhi salam and says, let us go for a little walk. We are going sair kalne ke liye. Does not tell the mother, I'm taking him to slaughter him. The story is very lengthy, my dear friends. But we are showing commitment, devotion, faithfulness. Ibrahim alayhi salam takes his son. His son, first time he meets his father, after he is a little child. He was an infant when his father left him. Takes his hand and goes. When they reach the point of slaughter, Ibrahim alayhi salam says that the thing now is that I have a knife in my belt and I'm going to slaughter you. Any other young boy, little child would have run away in fright. But Ismail alayhi salam says, oh my father, do it quickly. Qala ya abatif al. Do it now, do it quickly. Don't waste any time for your mind to change or my mind to change. And he's placed down. Tallahu lil jabin. Oh my father, tie me up. Put ropes around my hand, my feet, and face down. So that you don't see my pain and I don't see your emotion. And the knife is run. My dear friends, they say in the books of history, it's written, there were two occasions when the malaika and the angels from the sky had cried. One was on the occasion when Ibrahim alayhi salam ran the knife on the throat of his son. And the other occasion when Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam was pelted in Taif and he stumbled from the persecution of the people of Taif. And he made that special dua, Allahumma inni ashku du'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani ala nas. That's a chapter in history. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, the malaika are crying. They cannot believe that is this really happening. Is a father slaughtering his son? And the story we know. Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, the malaika begin to cry. They're making takbir, oh Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salam is running that knife, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the knife is not cutting. It's slipping. It's moving onto the other side. Then this sheep comes down, the ram comes down. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. The malaika are ecstatic. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. When Ismail alayhi salam realizes what has happened, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. He says Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. So this great lesson, and therefore my dear friends, we find that there is no other formula for this time. The Hujjaj in the Holy Lands, their formula will be labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Their formula will be la ilaha illallah. وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Simple kalima which we all know, but the reality of it, the haqiqat of it, the meaning of it, the magnanimity of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants that to sink in. And that will come when reflection over these lessons takes place. When we begin to delve into the meaning, into the haqiqat, into the reality, into the passion, into everything that Ibrahim alayhi salam had put into this. And when that is imbibed, and when that is extracted, then my dear friends, it becomes easy to follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Ibrahim kana ummat qanitan lillahi hanifa. Many, many lessons. In 73 different places of the Quran al-Karim, Allah speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam and his achievements. In this ayat, Allah says, look at this great man. Ummat. He was a nation builder. He was a community builder. Ij'al hadha al-balada amina. What did Ibrahim alayhi salam strive for? First thing that he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for was amina. Peace, security, safety. Without peace, security and safety, a community cannot progress. It cannot subsist. It cannot survive. There will be fear and anxiety and rancor and enmity and everything all along, all the time. People will be living and gripped in fear. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked for peace, my dear. Physical peace, physical safety, physical security, and also emotional and mental security. Today we live perhaps in some form of safety and security. We don't have a war in our country. But perhaps sometimes we're living in fear of each other. That if I'm going to do business with this man, what's the possibility of my money being lost? If I'm going to invest with this person, is my investment going to be safe? If I'm going to buy a house in this community next to this particular neighborhood, am I going to be at peace there or am I going to be troubled? If I'm going to get married in this particular family, am I going to have a peaceful marriage or is my life going to go towards troubled waters? So there's a sense of fear. Ij'al hadha al-balada amina. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked for peace from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So one, he was an ummat, forgiving person, patience, tolerance, forbearing, steadfast, devoted, faithful, loyal. All of these high moral values, when they come into a society and a community, my dear friends, then everybody lives with ease. Everybody lives with harmony. Everybody lives as a well-wisher of the other. That was what Ibrahim alayhi salam had established in Makkatul Mukarramah. And qanitan lillah. Another quality, outstanding, remarkable quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Extremely obedient to Allah. One is obedience on a mild level, on a level of choice, on a level of laziness. And one is a level of qanitan lillah. Obedience to everything besides Allah. Everything forsaken. Completely steadfast, obedient, loyal and faithful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to achieve from this qurbani, my dear friends. Hajj will come, hajj will go, qurbani will come, qurbani will go. Indeed, the physical act is important. We must make that qurbani with a lot of passion and zeal and with a lot of goodness, spend the best money, spend our time. Do everything in the correct way, in the correct sunnah, according to the etiquette. But if we're maintaining it and leaving it to the physical act, the rite is complete and the lesson is not learnt, then the exercise is failed. And when we look at the globe around us today, this is what we find, my dear friends. That everything is taking place in its outward physical form. But the real peace and security and safety that we are all looking for, the real level of obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is desired in the ummah is not there. Ayyul fariqayn ahaqqu bil amn. الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مؤمنون. This iman is such a great thing. Which of the groups, there's a group on obedience and there's a group on disobedience. Which of them are more rightful of peace and security and safety and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? الذين آمنوا, those who have true iman, ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم. And they do not dilute their iman and their actions and their faith with zulm and oppression. Zulm on the nafs through disobedience, zulm on others through forsaking their rights. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي رُسُولَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كَذَلِكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we protected, we rescued our anbiya. Our messengers were always saved and rescued. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي رُسُولَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كَذَلِكَ. And the people who were with them, who believed like them, who were with them in their actions and in their obedience. حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is a responsibility upon Allah to protect the mu'mineen. To protect who? To protect the mu'mineen. And therefore, this essential criteria has to be met. The criteria of complete iman, full obedience to the command and law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's responsibility will be fulfilled towards us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days of hajj accept the hajj of all those who are in the holy lands. Allah ta'ala grant one and all hajj maqbool mabroor who are there, accept all the ibadat and duas. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our qurbani that we will be making. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala infuse our qurbani with the true spirituality and haqiqat and reality so that this ummah can go forward in the obedience of Allah and His anbiya. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.